Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Clark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dean Chance. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting third. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva takes first base on ball four. Olander moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici strikes out. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dean chances at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson bunts towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Josephson for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Alomar moves to second. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio scores. Alomar moves to third. It's 1-0. White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward is walked intentionally. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw is walked intentionally. Ward moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Quilici reaches second base with a double. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva, who is chasing the ball. Horlan reaches third base with a triple. Berry goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Olander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Twins, 2, White Sox, 2. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Rosporo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosporo is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosporo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Ward steals second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis bunts towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to third. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Quilici hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 2 in the game. Chance is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Peters pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops it up and throws to first, with Chance covering, for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 3 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Ulander bunts towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Tovar moves to third. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alomar moves to third. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ulander. Ward reaches second base with a double. Woody held pinch runs for Pete Ward. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry McNerney now catching. Woody Held now playing right field. Ron Hansen now playing third base. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-3 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Boswell pinch runs for John Roseboro. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Quilici hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.